Mike and John in the morning, and tomorrow marks 5 years of being cancer-free for local guy Mark Howell, who is the founder of Fund to Life, and Mark is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, and congratulations. Tomorrow, 5 years cancer-free, and boy, you probably never thought 5 years ago that you'd be seeing this, eh?
No, we sure didn't. We were quite literally 8 years ago was the diagnosis, and I was given 6 weeks to live, and here we are now, 8 years removed from that, but 5 years since the original cancer-free diagnosis, and it's kind of surreal, to be honest.
Well, your story is so inspiring, and that is as exactly you laid it out, because, you know, obviously it seemed you were given a terminal diagnosis. You know, I'm sure at that point, I mean, you got a young family, you start to think about, okay, how am I going to take care of them? How are they going to be taken care of? And yet, here you are 8 years later after getting the diagnosis and 5 years after finding out that you're cancer-free.
Well, and I remember at the time, people rallied behind you and gave you a lot of support. And you've kind of done, with this Fund to Life, you've kind of done the turnaround and giving back, which is really cool.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's... going from, our son was born 2 weeks before my diagnosis. So, at the time I was 30 years old with my wife of 2 years. And so we were left, kind of holding that bag of a crazy, kind of month there in October of 2012. But, we were able to make it through. And honestly, I mean, I genuinely feel like I owe my life to my family, this community, and to God. And those are the three things that I know helped get me to this point today. And it's just really kind of given me a new purpose in life, and that I've tried to dedicate that to giving back in, through Fund to Life, which is our nonprofit that we help people facing major life-altering circumstances of all kinds. And that's the goal now, is to help inspire hope in other people's lives when they're given hopeless diagnoses, and try and get them through it.
Now, you're trying to use the five-year anniversary and sort of the power of five to, again, help out Fund to Life and help those who need that help.
Absolutely. In a perfect world, I had always envisioned leading up to this day, throwing like a big gala and just kind of turning into a big party and using it as a fundraiser. Obviously, that's not in the cards this year.
Right.
So, we were like, how else are we going to do this? Let's do a virtual day of celebration. We've had a number of people come forward and say, hey, can I share a story, about the early years and through Fund to Life and everything. So we've got a number of stories we're going to share throughout the day tomorrow and just kind of blitz the social media world of hope and good stories and good faith, and try to raise, our goal is to raise $50,000. It's actually open right now, and it'll run through Wednesday, but we're really promoting it as a day of giving, so that we're able to help pass, the gift of hope to as many families as possible, throughout the greater Livingston County area. And we've had a huge, generous match from the Ted and Jane Von Voigtlander Foundation, which is a local family foundation, and they're going to match up to $50,000 given tomorrow. So it's just should be just an amazingly, powerful day of just sharing good stories and hope.
All right, so Mark, where do people go to find these stories and to make donations?
They can go, there's a campaign page. The campaign is Hope Lights the Way, and they can go directly to our website, fundalife.org. They'll see a hashtag 5 years cancer free. They'll see Hope Lights the Way. They can go there through any of those means. I'll be blowing up social media as well, in a good way, with, sharing all the stories and everything as well. And people can start actually making donations as early as today and sharing things if they want. But tomorrow is going to be the day, from sunrise to sundown, we're just going to blitz the world with some great stuff.
Well, obviously, this is a time when we could use some positive reinforcement and some hope. And looking forward to some inspiring stories from folks. And, as you said, with that match from the Von Voigtlander Foundation, you have a chance to raise $100,000 here.
Yeah, I mean, in a 24-hour non-in-person event, if we can even come close to that, obviously we're going to be able to change a lot of lives. Our average grant size is between $5,000 and $6,000. And I often tell people, it's not even about the grant size. I mean, the look on these people's faces when we do award a grant and they're seeking hope in some of their darkest times. It is so overwhelming. And, you know, when you're faced with those crisis situations, when you're kicked, when you're down, all you're looking for is that win. You're looking for somebody to pick you up when you're down, somebody to give you a kind of a lending hand, just to say, I'm going to help you through this. I'm going to shine some light in your darkest moment. And that's what our grants do. And I've seen it time and time again from even some of the smallest ones we've issued. And it's so, you know, in theory, we're going to be able to award, you know, a couple dozen grants out of tomorrow's effort. But our goal is to award five tomorrow, raise $50,000, and celebrate 5 years. We're kind of just hammering home on that number five.
Just the gift of five. Well, Mark, we wish you luck with the fundraiser tomorrow. That's Fund of Life. Mark Howell joining us, and congratulations, and keep up the good work. Keep up the good fight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, guys. Thanks for sharing so much goodness in our community and beyond, and we're just very blessed by you. Thank you so much.
All right.